The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to your car insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and as always, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. I want to thank everybody that listens to the radio show. However, please understand, if that radio show is airing on Saturday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm not going to answer my phone if you call me at 6:10. Okay? I probably will call you back sometime around 9 o'clock if you didn't leave a message, but your phone number showed up. If you left the message, I will absolutely call you back. I want to send out a very special thanks to B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona, 85032. Their phone number, Bobby Rabati, 602-722-9151. If you are looking for a pre-owned commercial vehicle, it's a great place to start, and it's a good place to end up. You know, if you've been listening to the show for the last couple of years, I've been talking about the gift that keeps on giving. So it seems like there's always something new that's going on in the automotive industry. You know, it started with COVID, and then it went to the microchips. Now, the microchips were not affected as much by COVID as they were by the fire in the plant that manufactured the majority of these microchips. And then we went to manufacturers shutting down because of COVID and the shortage of microchips. So now we have the workers back to work. We still have a microchip problem. We still have giant shutdowns in China due to the COVID. And we also have a diesel fuel issue, and we have a train strike issue. The train strike was averted, but they did not vote to approve the terms of the agreement, which means we still have a train strike hovering over us. It's not just going to affect the car business if that happens. It's going to affect everything that goes on a train and everything that goes on a truck. One of the things that we see a big impact in is used cars. And you know, one of the articles that I want to talk about is these 10 cars are actually worth more used than new. So a 2021 Toyota Tacoma TRD Sport. I helped somebody buy one, a 2022 that had 3,000 miles on it, and it was the price I got him was less than a new one. He had looked, and this is absolutely a needle in the haystack that I found for him. Happened to be at a dealership where I was friends with a lot of the managers, and it's absolutely true. Most used Tacomas are more expensive than what you can buy a brand new one for. However, go find a new one. Another car that this has happened with is the Tesla Model 3 Standard Range Plus. Try to order a new Tesla. 2021 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, another vehicle that is extremely hard to come by. Okay, 2020 Honda Civic Si. Okay, Price new was $24,000. I helped somebody trade one in, and when he traded in the car with the tax savings, he got more than he paid for his car when it was brand new. Now, if you're one of these people that really wants the Civic Si, it's a tough car to come by because it's a manual transmission car. Most Kias, here's an example, a 2020 Kia Rio, Kia Telluride. I have not helped anybody buy a Telluride. And it's due to the fact that they're so specific on what they want and they're not willing to wait for it. And they run out and buy what they found and they do pay well over MSRP for the car. And I do have a great friend, Chad Sasson, the general manager of Earnhardt Rodeo Kia in Avondale, that has offered to help if I have a client that would like to buy a Kia Telluride. But the market on these vehicles is what it is. The 2020 Honda Odyssey, the 2020 Dodge Challenger SXT, 2020 Chevrolet Stingray, Subaru Forester. These are cars, and the one thing that they all have in common is they are extremely difficult to come by. If you go to a dealership and they don't have one of these cars new, but they have a bunch of them used, you have to figure out where these used ones came from. And the issue has been, what's been going on at the auction? What's been going on with Carvana? What's been going on with CarMax? What's been going on with these online services? And, you know, one of the things that I always tell people, if you have a used car to sell, you're not happy with the dealership offers you, it doesn't cost you anything to finance your car sell your car to one of these online services or an AutoNation dealership. Just keep in mind, when you sell your car and you go to buy another car, if there was a tax savings based on your trade-in, you forgo that tax savings. So if you sold your car for $30,000 to Carvana and a dealership, and I'm not just picking Carvana, CarMax, anybody. You sold your car for $30,000. If the dealership offered you $28,000 and the tax savings was 8%, you make up that money on the tax savings. So one of the things that I want to go over with people is, you know, and these are articles that I'm going to talk about, and they're all on Jalopnik, The Street, Autoblog, Automotive News, Carvana, CNBC, Yahoo Finance, and CNN. Okay, and I'm pulling this up online. I'm going to Carvana stock right now, and I'm going to see if I can find the 52-week high. You ready for this, Jeremy? You ready? 52-week high, $304.32. If you went back to August, I'm trying to get the highest number, August 13th of 2021, Carvana stock was $360. You ready, Jeremy?
Bring it.
Today's stock right now, okay, on the market summary, Carvana.com is $7.40.
Oh, my goodness.
So they were, my opinion, and I'm not even going to go into my opinion. There is a drastic drop coming in used car values. And I'll read you some of the headlines without going into the title. So on CNN, Carvana stock plummets as used car prices fall. That was 18 hours ago. Now, this is all Tuesday morning. Remember, the show that's airing on Saturday, I'm doing this show on Tuesday morning, November 8th. Carvana stock has sunk 98% since its peak. Carvana shares plunge to record low as used car prices fall fast. Carvana slides in wider than expected losses as used car demand shrinks. Unstoppable fall of Carvana, the Amazon of car dealers. These articles are all within last Friday to Tuesday. Now, there's more than just the value of the used cars. And it's not just the sticker shock when you see what cars are selling for. I help a lot of people buy cars. A lot of people. And a lot of these people finance their vehicles. 800 credit scores. If there is not a subvented interest rate, that means an interest rate that's offered by the manufacturer to help entice you to buy the car, you're going to have an interest rate that you're not going to be happy with. I don't quote interest rates until we look at your credit. But I do warn people, and I'm telling you this, do not get yourself pre-approved. Okay, I don't believe in the pre-approval process, but there's nothing wrong with trying to find out what's out there for you in the event that you don't like what they tell you at the car dealership. Now, I went to a car dealership the other day with a gentleman that I found that Toyota Tacoma for, and he brought up a credit union. Now, with the help of the finance manager that I knew, we found an interest rate that was almost a point and a half less. The reason it did not make a huge difference was he was only financing 13 grand. But it is mind-boggling to me that when you put $30,000 down, buy a $39,000 car, add a warranty, tax and license, and you're financing less than 15 grand on a car that MSRP'd for over 39 grand, your credit union comes in at over 6.7%. If you see interest rates on vehicles, okay, if it's a subvented rate, a lot of times, unfortunately, what that is, it's on models that are less popular. So to give you an example, Dodge Rams, and I'm not sure if it's still going, were 1.9 for 60 months on a Ram 1500 pickup truck. As long as that Ram 1500 pickup truck was a Bighorn. If you switch the trim level to either a Laramie, a Tradesman, a Laramie Longhorn, a Limited, a Rebel, any of those other trim levels, even the that rate did not apply to that trim level. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. If you feel the need to start with an email, Gary@YourCarInsiders.com. You can go to the Your Car Insiders website. You can find the contact page. Want to send out a very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda in Avondale, Arizona. It was kind of funny because they've had a hard time, well, just like everybody else, coming across cars. But we found two new Hondas on Friday and made two car deals.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice, and when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I want people to understand when I talk about these things, these are not necessarily my opinions. These are articles that I find that I share with you. They're very simple for you to find. If you're interested in the car business and you want to follow what's going on, you go to MSN and you go to the drop down for autos and you go through the research. So that's where I come up with these radio show articles, because it's very hard to have a radio show by yourself. It's almost like you're talking to yourself. But one of the things I wanted people to understand, and I got a kick out of this article. It was on Motor Biscuit, and it was the one thing customers forget when they buy an expensive luxury car. If you're in the market for a more comfortable car to drive, you may want to take a closer look at luxury cars. But before you jump headfirst into the world of expensive luxury cars, it's essential you know what you're getting into. And luxury cars are more prevalent than you think. You may notice the word luxury in your search for a new car, but what exactly does the luxury distinction mean for the car industry? According to Certified Autoplex, to be considered a luxury car, the vehicle must have high-end features that go above and beyond the average necessities. The term luxury is used to categorize vehicles that are equipped with better performance capabilities, lavish interiors, and all the latest safety and technology features. Folks, guess what? You can go out right now and you can buy a car called a Hyundai Elantra Limited. It's by no means a luxury car. And the only thing that it doesn't really have in everything that it was talking about, better performance capabilities. Okay, but it does have a lavish interior. It has all the latest in safety technology features. Some of these features may include heated steering wheel, advanced entertainment, water-resistant windows, automatic safety features, integrated seat massages, just to name a few. In the past, brands such as Mercedes were known as luxury brands. But in recent years, you can find luxury models of some mainstream brands, such as Toyota and Honda. Don't forget that this when budgeting for an expensive luxury car. Payment, gas, maintenance, and auto insurance, and more. Unfortunately, there is one thing customers often forget about buying an expensive luxury car. Buying a car isn't just limited to the car payment. Many states charge sales tax on car purchases, and sometimes these taxes can be rolled into the loan. Now, these taxes are often not a one-and-done situation. They are reoccurring. You need to pay your luxury taxes every year, so if it's something you consider when budgeting for a new car, you should also spend more than 20% of your total car expenses. This includes gas, insurance, repairs, and maintenance. Be sure you are using take-home pay when figuring out how much a loan payment you can make. Take-home pay is the amount you have after taxes are removed from your salary. I'm really glad they clarified that in this article. A more extended loan period will give you a smaller payment and more interest, while a shorter loan period will increase your loan amount. Okay, a shorter loan period does not increase your loan amount. However, it shortens the term of the loan, and it shortens the finance charge you will pay. You also sometimes get a better interest rate on the shorter terms. Once you know how much you can afford every month, you look into how much you can borrow. This will be determined based on your credit score, loan term, and whether or not you buy used or new. Don't forget that when you're looking into your total car price, you need to include a few crucial items. Don't forget sales tax and fees. Now, if you've been listening to the radio show for any amount of time, you know that the rule of thumb that I use, it is not an exact, but it's pretty darn close. You take the sale price of your vehicle, you add approximately 12%. That will cover you with tax, license, and your dealer doc fee. When embarking on your car buying journey, a good plan is to set your maximum price below the total amount you can afford. This will leave room for sneaky extra fees to slip in and you remain under budget. Okay, what sneaky extra fees does anybody let get slipped in? Okay, you need to be paying attention so that you know what you're signing when you sign it. Here's one of the big things that people forget. When you lease a car, in your first year. I'll never forget this because it was a really good buddy of mine. He leased a $160,000 car. Now, the discount that I got him on the car was equivalent back in the day to a $40,000 car. That's the discount I got him. $160,000 car, his sale price, his cap cost was just under $120,000. He forgot one thing, though, and I didn't even think about it. When you lease the car, you never realize how much your license plates are. So when you lease a car like that, and you have a $150,000 MSRP, your license plates are over $2,500. So he called me up to let me know the following year. He was laughing. He says, you know, I didn't even think about this when we leased the car. My plates are due. They're over $2,000. Remember, we don't have really high sales. We don't have really high property tax, but we do have expensive license plate fees. It's 0.01. It's 0.168 times the base MSRP on a car. So if you go into the Dodge dealership and you buy a Bighorn truck that had a $40,000 base MSRP and $20,000 in options, your license plates are based off of $40,000. You decide at the last second you're not going to buy the Bighorn, you're going to buy the Laramie that now has a base MSRP of $60,000 and only has $2,000 in options, but those license plates are based off of the $60,000 base MSRP. The $20,000 difference in the price of the cars because of the base MSRP costs you over $300. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show. And remember, the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Want to send out a very special thanks again to Adam Breen. Adam recently was promoted. I shouldn't say promoted. He got a new Hyundai store. So one of the advantages for me now is I have a great place to take people to not only buy Hyundais, but the new store that Adam's at has Genesis as well. So I want to congratulate my friend Adam on his new store, Earnhardt Hyundai in Santan. Adam Breen's been a great supporter of the radio show. He's helped numerous clients buy vehicles, and I want to thank him for all the years of support and our continued relationship. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you a car. If someone asks me, what does my service offer? The first thing that I'm going to tell you is my service offers transparency. Okay. If you go with me to buy a car, you're going to understand exactly where the math comes from. I got a phone call on Sunday, just a couple of days ago, from a really nice lady. And she's a little bit older, and she was buying a car, and I was very disappointed that she called me after she bought the car. She wanted to call me, but it kind of sounded like her niece had this under control. And I was a little annoyed because it sounded like the niece wanted this just done because the aunt was giving her a 30,000-mile Prius to drive home in. So we had a conversation, and I explained to her that there is no 3-day right of rescission in the state of Arizona. You sign the paperwork. You own the car. I'm here to help you. I am not here to sell you anything. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, Your Car Insiders, and you can reach me all the time. 602-525-1370.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and as always, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends David Garcia and Alex Medina out of Rodeo Ford in Goodyear, Arizona. You know, it's funny, but I'm going to go back to this used car thing. If you went to a car dealership and you ordered a car, or you bought an incoming car and you have a trade-in, if they told you what your car was worth 3 months ago or 2 months ago or 5 months ago, they're probably going to back up on that number. And when I help somebody buy a car, I try to cover all the bases. So what I explain to people, if they're trying to trade a car in right now, that this is what your car's worth today, not what it's going to be worth in 2 months. Now, don't get me wrong. There was a time that that was an advantage for you, because when this used car market was doing the craziest things I've ever seen in my life in the car industry, that your car was worth more 2 months later than it was when you had the car appraised. The opposite is going on right now. And depending on where you went, what you did, you know, I will never forget I helped a gentleman buy a car, and I felt that the dealership was very fair on his trade-in, extremely fair. And they were so fair that when he went to one of these online buying services, the number that the dealership gave him was $1,000 more than the online offer. Now, you take the $1,000 and add the 8.5% on the $31,000 that they gave him for the car, it's about $3,500 more. So I got a phone call a couple of months later that the gentleman's car had arrived. And when the car arrived, the dealership called him, and I wasn't real happy with that, to schedule a delivery of the car. I like to be there when the deal takes place. And it was actually a pretty simple transaction because the numbers were done and the gentleman was writing a check, so I didn't have to worry about him going through the business office. But I did warn him that please be prepared. They're probably going to try to back off on the number that they gave us on your trade a couple of months ago. And I'm not going to be there to try to help you. He said, "Gary, don't worry, I got it under control." So the gentleman couldn't go when I could go, and I couldn't go when he could go. So we went in and got the car, and we spoke the next day, and I asked him, and he said, "Yep, you were right. They lowered the trade by a little bit." I said, "Are you okay with that?" He says, "I'm absolutely okay with it, because I did exactly what you said before I left the house. I threw the car back into that same online buying service, and they didn't change their number by a couple of $100, and they may have changed the dealer may have changed the number by as much as $1,000, but the $1,000 difference was less than the 1500 min. I don't remember what he said. It was at least $1,500 less than the buying service offered. I will tell you this: if you're shopping for a car, there's nothing wrong with going to any one of these, CarMax, Carvana, AutoNation. See what they will give you for your car. But please understand, all of this is subject to them seeing your car. Now, I did help somebody sell a car to one of these, and I was blown away because when they showed up, they didn't look at anything. They handed her the check, they took the title, and they said, "Have a nice day." Okay, a lot of these employees that are picking up, they're not car people. They don't know what to look at. They're drivers that are picking up vehicles. I'm here to help you. I'm not selling you anything. My name's Gary Green. The easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. You know, and it kind of amazes me sometimes that the things that people misunderstand. So I'm not a salesman in the car dealership, and I will tell you, when I start to feel like I'm a salesman in a car dealership, I bow out of the equation. So I got a phone call, and this is months ago, from a gentleman that wanted me to help him get his son's first car. And there was a couple of different cars that we were considering. So I called him and said, hey, I found a car. I don't hear from him for a week, and I get that, well, my son changes money. He doesn't want that now. He wants this. So then I find that. And the only reason I'm looking for this car for him, he was a previous client through the radio show. I found him that car. I got the phone call. He doesn't want that either. So finally, we found a car we all agreed on, and he says to me, well, I'll go take a look at it and see if I like it. Okay, that's not how it works. If you'd like my help, please let me help you buy a car. Now, the funny thing is, about 2 weeks ago, this guy actually had, and I call it the nerve, to leave me a voicemail or send me a text. I don't remember. Would I help him buy a new car? Okay, I don't need to practice. I'm here to help you. I'm not selling you anything.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and as always, the easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Troy and Rich over at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. You know, I was talking earlier about Highline cars. And as I've stated, in 1988 is when I got my first job in the car dealership. And I remember you could buy Nissan pickup trucks for $49.95. They had manual transmissions. They had roll-down windows. They had one mirror. They didn't have a mirror on the right side. They didn't have a bumper. They didn't have a radio. And they didn't have air conditioning. So the dealership would advertise those. And when they advertised those, you couldn't buy one as an employee. Family members couldn't buy them. And it was kind of a menu thing. So if you went in and the car was $49.95 and you didn't want any of the other things added to the car, you could buy the car after a lot of persuasion of you on the dealership for the $49.95. But they made the money back by adding that mirror, adding that rear bumper, adding the air conditioning, and adding the radio, plus the window tint, the spare tire lock, the tailgate lock, and the desert protection package. But I talked about expensive cars, and they mentioned Mercedes-Benz, and they mentioned BMW. So I can go back to the days when the BMW was a 2002 model was the car, not the year, but it was called the 2002, was a coupe. But I think back to the days that when you went to the BMW dealership, they had a 3 Series, they had a 5 Series, they had a 6 Series, they had a 7 Series, and then they came out with a truck. And I believe the truck they came out with was an X5. Then they came out with an 8 Series that ran for a few years. It was called an 840i or an 850i. One was a V8. One was a manual transmission. When you look today, I can't even begin to guess. I'm going to Google it. How many different models does BMW offer? How many different BMW models? Let's see if Google helps us. How many different BMW models are there? BMW currently assembles its lineup in 10 distinct groupings. The sportier coupe style are designated by even numbers, 2, 4, and 6, while the sedan-like numbers are 3, 5, and 7. How many models are there? There are a total of 22 BMW models on sale that include 8 sedans. BMW has 7 upcoming car launches, the 3 Series. But what you have to remember is there's models, and then there's different variations of the models based on transmissions I'm sorry, not transmission. Based on engines. Okay. And then you have the variation of what's called X line and S line. Some of the vehicles are all wheel drive, which is X line. And some of the vehicles are just rear wheel drive, which makes them S lines. So there's so many different BMWs that you could look at today. As back 25 years ago, there were probably five different variants. Mercedes-Benz has done the same thing. I think they've taken up almost the whole alphabet. I say it jokingly, but there's a lot of Mercedes-Benz cars that you couldn't have bought years ago. So they have a CLA sedan. So what ends up happening is you go to the Nissan dealership or you go to the Toyota dealership and you look at an Avalon. And the price of the Avalon is now more than the price of an entry-level Mercedes-Benz sedan. Okay? There's so many different variations. The high-line cars got into the other market, and the cars that weren't high-line cars went into the Highline end. So I'm going to look at a car real quick. And it was called, in 1988, it was called a Hyundai Excel. And let's just see something. The original MSRP was it ranged from $5,520 to $8,674. Now they have a G90 supercharged that's coming out. G90 3.5TE supercharged all-wheel drive. It's a mild hybrid. And Adam was telling me that they have one coming to the dealership, and the car is actually over $100,000 MSRP. Now, I really, really like that car. I really do. However, for me, the reason I have a problem with one thing in cars, it's my biggest pet peeve. I personally do not like the floating infotainment system. I don't like the infotainment systems that look like they stuck the navigation system, infotainment system, right on top of the dashboard. I like the ones that are blended in. I drive a Dodge Challenger. I kind of have a little cockpit. My radio comes down into a center console that runs the length of the between the seats, and it has the manual transmission there. I really like that layout. I like the layout in the new Corvette. I'm just not a fan of paddle shifts. It's just my own personal thing that I like. But think back to 1988, a car for $8,000, and think back to now when you can buy a Hyundai that's over $100,000. Now, I was at the Genesis dealership the other day, and I saw this new GV60, and the GV60 is a SUV crossover, fully electric, and I've not driven an electric car. I've never driven one. I actually really, really liked it. I thought it was extremely good-looking vehicle, but everybody's getting into everybody else's market. But what I can assure you, I don't think you'll ever see a Tesla that has a gas motor, unless it was retrofit, a Rivian with a gas motor, a Lucid with a gas motor, a Ford Mach-E with a gas motor. You know, electric cars, they're here to stay. It's just I'm not a fan of them. And one of the things I was, you know, not laughing about, but there's an article out there right now, and the article basically said, don't drive these cars with exploding airbags. The last thing you expect when you climb into your car is being hurt or killed by a device meant to save your life. For more than 276,000 Chrysler and Dodge owners with the airbags from the defunct company Takata, this could be a real risk. Stellantis, previously Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, has issued a do not drive after two people were killed in separate crashes in which the airbags deployed with killing force. An airbag may also have been at fault in an additional crash that killed a third person. All the vehicles covered by the new order were previously recalled due to airbag safety issues in 2015, and free repairs have been available to owners since then, but many vehicles have not been repaired, Stellantis has said. According to the National Highway and Safety Administration, NHTSA statement, when vehicles are involved in the crash that caused the airbags to inflate, a faulty inflator can cause the Takata airbag to explode, sending metal fragments towards drivers or passengers with killing force. According to a report from CNBC, the chemical used to ignite the small explosion, which inflates the airbags in a crash, can become more volatile over time when exposed to moisture and high temperatures. The explosion then ruptures a metal canister that sends shrapnel into the passenger compartment. Takata went bankrupt in 2017 due to the lawsuits over injuries and deaths caused by the airbags. Reportedly, 32 people have died worldwide from the exploding airbags, and as many as 100 million faulty airbag inflators have been recalled. The NHTSA report follows up on the 2015 Takata recall, which affected 34 million vehicles across 12 brands. In the report, Stellantis issued do not drive warnings for the following models, provided their owners have yet to get them repaired. There are 2005 to 2010. It is the Chrysler 300, the Dodge Challenger, the Dodge Charger, the Dodge Magnum. I have a friend that I laugh about it, and what I laugh about is he still has the 2006 Chrysler 300 with 160,000 miles on it that we got brand new in 2006. I asked him to please send me the VIN number so I could run that car through the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration to see if the car still had the open recall. His car doesn't have it. He had it repaired. The alert arrives in the wake of two separate accidents, including 2010 Dodge Chargers, in which the driver's side airbags exploded after a collision, killing the drivers. Is aware of several other suspected inflator ruptures in vehicles from other auto manufacturers, potentially due to the exploding Takata airbags. If you're not sure if the vehicle is subject to the recall or not, which is what I did this morning, enter its VIN into the NHTSA safety issue and recall site. What do you do if you own one of these cars? Okay, the warns drivers not to drive these vehicles that are affected, even to take them in to get the recall taken care of. It is also urging all vehicle owners to verify if their vehicle has a Takata airbag recall and to contact their respective dealership to schedule a free repair as soon as possible. Getting the recall taken care of should be a priority, as even minor crashes can deploy the airbags, potentially leading to an injury or death. To speak to the manufacturer, you can reach the Stellantis Takata call center directly at 833-585-0144 or go to their website. You know, it's a very, very important thing. And I remember when the Takata airbag issue came out, and I had a car that had Takata airbags, and I had a car that was part of the recall, and I got rid of that car. And there's no crystal ball on recalls. You just don't know. But, you know, I have a radio show listener that has called numerous times. I've helped a family member of his get a car. And he called me about an issue he was having with the car, and he got a lot of support from the manufacturer on a repair to his vehicle that was out of warranty. And it's called owner loyalty. He got the manufacturer to step up and take care of this repair due to the fact that he had had such a great service history on the car with the dealer. In the same forum, I have a gentleman that drives a Dodge, and he did not have the great service history with the dealership. He's now having a warranty issue, something that would have been, I shouldn't say out of warranty issue, and the warranty did not expire that long ago. However, due to the fact that he did not use the dealership for service, it's kind of hard to have the owner loyalty take care of. I'm not telling you to service your car at the dealership. I'm not telling you you have to service the car at the dealership. I'm telling you this. Sometimes you get what you pay for. Okay, and I am there are definitely some great independent shops that are out there. Me personally, I service my cars at the dealer. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, 602-525-1370. Special thanks again, Joey Staples at Earnhardt Honda, Adam Breen at Earnhardt Hyundai Genesis in Santan, Chad Sasson at Rodeo Kia in Avondale, David Garcia, Alex Medina at Rodeo Ford in Goodyear, Arizona. Once again, 602-525-1370.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.